To the full. Let us say the parsha of Shmita's Ksofim, it gave only to those who kept Shmita's Ksofim, although it was in Chutz La'aretz, and not only kept Shmita's Ksofim as the Shulchan Aruch passes, but even the Chumra of the Rosh to write the Prusbe before Shmita also. If I didn't keep this Chumra, you couldn't get this Aliyah. So we gave the Aliyah only to people who kept the Parsha with all its Chumras. And I wonder to whom could he give the Parsha of Kedoshim, all the mitzvahs of Ba'avta L'Reacha Kamoicha, L'Sikrim, L'Sisr, 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 Sachicha V'Mamecha. It's a very hard parsha. It seems that he had such a minimum. He couldn't take the Aliyah for himself because it did not in the Kohen. He was a Kohen. So he must have Talmidim. Well, one of the Talmidim we know, Chasam Sofer, maybe he got this Aliyah, but maybe the other Talmidim were also in this Madrega to get such an Aliyah. But this parsha is a parsha that's very hard. To be the kind to the full. I should like him just as I like myself. The person sometimes thinks, well, I know I have to love him, he's a Jew, Shema Mitzvah, and I do love him, but he has this and this fault, and therefore I can't love him. But I have also my own faults, and still I love myself. So just as I love myself with all the faults which I have, I should love the other Jew also with all the faults. I don't talk about those who we shouldn't love, those who are fighting against it, not about these people I'm talking, but about ordinary Jews or in Tinekus Shemishmu, we should like to love them with all the faults. Just as we love ourselves with all the faults, it's not so easy to be the kind of the Reacha Kamoicha. Just as I love myself, it's hard to be the kind of this mitzvah. Somehow, but Leisita, not to keep the things in my memory. In my heart, it's very hard, but still, it's a chiyuv. The Mesillas Yeshayahu says it's not easy to be mekayem these mitzvahs. But still, it's a part of the Torah to be mekayem these mitzvahs. There is a way of being mekayem v'avtal re'acha kamoicha, b'roir lo misa yofo, to wish him a good death, but it's not the only way of being v'avtal re'acha kamoicha. We should try to use other ways of v'avtal re'acha kamoicha. And still, it's possible. If it were not possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't give us such mitzvahs. So it must be possible. And Reb Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha asks, why there are midas which are not given at mitzvah? The midas of Lesikoi, Lesiter, Lesisna are given at mitzvah, but there are other midas which don't appear in the mitzvah. It's guided more than the person from Tanakh, but in the Torah there is no mitzvah. No clear mitzvah not to be Baal Gaiva or Chanupah and other Tzonas. There are mitzvahs which have no clear psukim in the Torah to forbid them. So Reb Chaim Vital says that the Torah doesn't talk about the mitzvahs because they are the basis for the Torah. They come before the Torah. First you have to have a pure sound, afterwards you can learn to, it must be before the Torah that you have these good minutes. Still, afterwards I learn the Torah and the minutes should become better through the Torah. But there is some some account of the ministers which should be before the tail, which can't get the tail without them. Therefore, the Bodhi gives the tail to the goyim, because they don't have the Jewish son. He gave us the tail, so we are able to be the tail. We have the tail for the ministers. The Korbanos of Yom Kippur, the Parsha of Achemos, I believe that on Yom Kippur we have to make tshuva of which abeiros all Tarian mitzvahs, whatever a person didn't keep, we should make tshuva on Yom Kippur. But still, maybe we may learn from the Korbanos of Yom Kippur the principles of the Torah. What are the inmost components of Yom Kippur? There is the par, the ox, which is blood, comes to Kodesh HaKodashim. This is the korban of the Kohen Gadol. Afterwards, the Shnei Asirim, the two Asirim, which one goes to Kodesh Kodashim and the other goes to Azazel. And then there is the Kteros, which goes to Kodesh Kodashim. According to the avoidance in Kodesh Kodashim, it's on the contrary, it begins with the Kteros. Afterwards comes the Par and the Ser. But anyhow, these things go to Kodesh Kodashim. All other compounds are outside Kodesh Kodashim. Well, why are these the principal components of Yom Kippur? I believe they lead us to think what we have to, what should be our tshuva on Yom Kippur, the basic lines of the tshuva. The par is remnant of Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel was the first avera of the Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah. It was Aaron HaKohen did the Egel, therefore it is the Korban of the Kohen Gadol, the Par. It is the basis for all Averes Ben Odom L'Mokom. It was the first Avera of Klal Yisrael, it was Avera Ben Odom L'Mokom. What was the Avera is not so clear, because the Rishonim explained that Klal Yisrael were not such fools to think that a golden calf which you made today brought them out of Mitzrayim 3 months ago. Only a Meshuggah will see such a thought. And if they really were Meshuggah, such a Shmogah wouldn't be angry with them. The fool, one can't be angry. They were very high, on a very high level, the Dor Deya, Chazal called it. So what was what did they want with the calf? They knew that there is in the holy Merkava in heaven, there is Pnei Shoera, the face of an ox. So they wanted to make this face in this world in order that the Shechina will rest in this world also. They didn't want to make something instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, because they didn't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. They wanted to make something instead of Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Sotan told them that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't live. And so they told Aaron, "Kizeh Moshe HaIsh Asher Yalonu Me'Arz Mitzrayim Lo Yadonu Me'Ayon Lo." We don't know what has become of Moshe Rabbeinu. They don't want to make something instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. Their thought was, till now the Shechina rested on Moshe Rabbeinu, and now there's no Moshe, or perhaps there's no Moshe, so we must make a place for the Shechina. And this thought is not so bad, because the Rosh also wanted them to make a place for the Shechinah, to make a Mishkan in Jerusalem and Mikdash. So it's not a bad thought. So what is so bad in what they're doing in the Kaf? Because they thought they can make the Kadosh Baruch Hu must rest on this place. And there's no must for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He alone can decide where he wants to rest in Shechinah. You can't make it. There's no dictating to Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do. Only he can decide. And this is really the halacha in the Mikdash. You shouldn't do anything out of your own opinion in the Mikdash. Only what you do, what you heard from a Novi or was written by a Novi, or you can deduct from the views from the Novi, but not of your own Sechel. Everything must come from a prophet, not otherwise. Because no one can dictate to the Shmur what to do. That was the failure of the Klal Yisrael and the mice of the angel. But still, perhaps the Shmur wouldn't be so angry with them if it wouldn't be together with the second sin that Chur told them not to do it. That they didn't ask him. They killed him. And they didn't ask Aaron what to do, but they told Aaron what to do. They didn't come to Aaron. It doesn't say by Yisrael Am El Aaron, but by Yisrael Am Al Aaron. They told, instead of asking Aaron what to do, and Aaron as a Chochm would tell them, or as a Novi would ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell him that Moshe Rabbeinu still lives, or if he doesn't live, that Yoshua or somebody else will come instead of him. Instead of this, they tell Aaron what to do. This is not hearing what the Chachomim say. This was part of the Aver. So this is the root of all Averas ben Odom Gamokom, the Chet HaEgel. And the par of Yom HaKippurim should be a kapor of this. But the root of all Averas ben Odom Gamokom is the Klal Yisrael in Mechiras Yosef. The machlokes between the brothers and Yosef. We can't understand how it comes that the brothers so much hated Yosef that they wanted to sell him. Before this, they wanted him to kill him. But it was jealousy. But they saw that the Tzaddikim passing their father made, that he made Yosef some fine garment, and they had jealousy. But they don't believe that it's jealousy. If they wouldn't know that it's jealousy, the holy brothers wouldn't do such a thing. But they thought Yosef was loaded. He endangered them. Because in the first generation, it was the war between Yitzchak and Yishmael. Who will become the leader after Avraham Avinu? Who will have the inheritance of Avraham Avinu and visit together Eretz Yisrael? This war continues till today. And Yitzchak was chosen, and Yishmael was sent away. The second generation, it was Yaakov and Esau. And Yaakov was chosen, and Esau left Eretz Yisrael and went away. So they are afraid that in the third generation, Yosef wants to become the leader. He already dreams about his leading part, the sun and the moon, everyone bows to him. So they think that Yosef wants to take the leading after Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu will say to the other brothers, they should be slaves, and Yitzchak told Esau that he should be a slave to Yaakov. So they are afraid that Yosef wants to be a king, and they will all be slaves. He will have the spiritual inheritance of the office, and he will have Eretz Yisrael. So they think he's avoided. Their mistake, as far as I I can understand the mistake. We are talking about the holy tribes. We can't really understand their thoughts. But as far as I can understand, the mistake is that they don't. They are not mekayem avedanes for la'odom lekav zchus. They should have thought that Yosef doesn't want to do anything bad. What he tells his father against us is only because the truth was that he wanted only to educate his brothers, that his father should educate them, not to do them any harm, chas v'shalom. He was no void of chas v'shalom. They misjudged him. This was the avail of the brothers. But the same avail, as far as I can see, the same avail as Yosef himself, he misjudged the brothers, that they eat Eilu Minachai, as Rashi said, and other things which Rashi said. He doesn't think that if they say it's no Eilu Minachai, perhaps they are right and I am wrong. He should have thought that perhaps they are right and he is wrong. What was the machlokes? It's for him to talk about it. What was the machlokes between them? But anyhow, it was not enough. Have they done it so on the Kav's Chus? And this is again the parsha of Kedoshim. But Tzedek Tish Bet Amisecha, Chazal said that you have to try not about Roshoim, but about Tzadikim or Beinonim, to try to grab them to Chus and not to Choyma. And Yosef and his brothers both failed in it. So the soil comes to the kapara of Mechiras Yosef. Since in Mechiras Yosef it says, Vayishchatu Sirizim Vayipilu Ezek Ketanis Badam. But I believe that on the part of Yosef in the Avera comes the Ketanis. Because Chazal says the Ketanis is Mechaper al Loshon Hora. And Yosef failed in this, that he talked Loshon Hora about his brothers. Therefore the Ketanis is the kapara of the part of Yosef. The Chaim Zonfeld said, and others also said it, that on Yom Kippur we say, Ki ata solchan li Yisrael u'machlan l'shibte Yishurun. Solchan li Yisrael is chayt ha'egil, and they said, Eile Elecha Yisrael. U'machlan l'shibte Yishurun is chayt ha'shvot in the Mishras Yisrael. So the Korbonos of Yom Kippur should teach us how we should behave, to give us the basis for mitzvahs ben adam lemakom and for mitzvahs ben adam lechaver. And later Yosef teaches us how to keep the loisikim v'loisiter, when he talks to his brothers, when he tells them that he is Yosef, he says, "Ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem v'esi mitzrayimah, v'atah eloyatem shlachtem v'esi elad. You haven't done me anything. I have nothing to be angry with you." What does it mean? You have nothing to be angry. You have put me in the bar and afterwards you sold me as a slave. But it's not you, it's a Kashmofu's doing. So I can't be angry with you. A person can't do any evil to his other person. It's only a Kashmofu who decides who will be in the bar, who will be in prison. It's not your doing, it's a Kashmofu's doing. And if a Keshboku is doing it, it's no bad thing. A Keshboku does only good things. So, Kol Ma'ilovit Rachmona Letamovit, everything which a Keshboku does is for the good. In the case of Yosef, it was clear the good which came out of it. He became the viceroy in Mitzrayim. But we don't always see it, but we must believe always that whatever the Shmogu does is for the good. So I have no reason to be angry with somebody. There's no reason for the kin and the kill. But there's another word which Yosef says, Ani Yosef Achichem, your brother. The word Ach, I believe, has the same root as the word Echad. We are one body. they are limbs of one body. And just as the Yerushalmi said, if somebody takes meat in his left hand and a knife in his right hand and wants to cut the meat and cuts his hand, he won't take the knife and cut the other hand. Because it's one, there's no place for the killer or the killer, because I'm one. So between the Jewish people, there can't be the killer or the killer. We are all limbs of one body, of the Jewish nation. There can't be the killer or the killer. This Yosef teaches us in his words. So we should try and learn these things to feel more one with one another. These are the days of preparing us to Matan Torah. We count the days to Matan Torah. But these are also the days that we mourn the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died because they didn't respect one the other as it should be. So this is the preparation for Matan Torah, to learn to Ve'ahavta al-Re'acha kamocha, to learn more how to respect, how to love each other more. What was their fault? I don't know, but one example that Moral gives us, perhaps this shows what we say others also. The Moral tells us in the Menachos that Rav Tafel once had a kashya. A certain din, Rav Tafel asked, why is the halacha so? So Yehuda ben Nechemya answered, they have a reason why the halacha was so and not otherwise. So Rav Tafel seems he accepted the tshuva. He had nothing to answer. So Yehuda ben Nechemya was glad. So Rav Akiva told him, you are glad because you had won against Rav Tafel. I wonder if you will live long. Rav Yehuda tells that this miser was 2 weeks before Pesach, and then he came again to the same place 2 weeks before Shavuos. That's about like Boimer. He asked where was Rav Yehuda ben Nechemya, he was told that Yehuda ben Nechemya doesn't live anymore. So this is an example of the Talmidim of Rav Akiva who died between Pesach and Shavuos, I believe. So what was the big avail of Yehuda ben Nechemya? He didn't say anything. Only on his face, Rav Akiva sees that he is glad that he is one in the Vikuach with Rav Tafel. And this is enough to be Chayav Misa. You should be, on the one side, I should be glad that I have said true tenets of the Kashya of Rav Tafel. Of course I should be glad to see. But on the other side, I should be sorry for Rav Tafel because he feels ashamed that he didn't know the tenets which I knew. So I shouldn't show that I'm glad that I know better than Rav Tafel. No big avail, only showing on his face that he's glad. It was enough for Talmidim like the Talmidim of Rav Akiva to be Chayav Misa. It shows how much one should be. He should respect his friend, not to show simcha knowing better than him. The story about the Israel Salanta, that he once came to Beis Medrash and saw that the pupils are shouting at one another, oh, you are an idiot, you are a fool, and so on. So he said, Rabbi Sai, there must be there's Eretz, but what is Sera, you must talk respectful to one another. No, Torah, it should be. on the next day he came and saw that the cupids are talking to each other. Oh, I believe you are right, I believe you are right. So he said, but one must learn also. It's not enough to respect. If you think he's not right, you have to say that he's not right. Only say it with respect. Only say it with their heads, Kotman, but can't come instead of Torah. There should be Torah. If the pshat is not as he says, you have to tell him that the pshat is not so. Only say it, as one should say it. So, for Matan Torah, we need both things. We have to learn Torah and to try to learn the right pshat as far as possible. But on the other side, with respect to the feelings of our friends, this is a hekdomen to Matan Torah. Thank you.